Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Bet. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed that in certain situations, the owner has to actually go up onto a tree, take the produce down, and hand it out equally to all the aniim, all the poor people who are waiting for the Pe'ah. And that situation would be with certain trees, which it would be dangerous for the poor people to climb up, to go take the fruits from those trees. Either the tree is too high, either the tree has a smooth trunk and it would be very dangerous and someone could slide down, or other situations where somebody would climb a trellised vineyard, grapevine, and the grapevine is all the way up and the trellis is shaky, somebody falls down. So Hachamim established that in that situation, the owner is responsible to take the produce down and he has to hand it out equally to all the people waiting on the bottom who want to take pe'ah. So we mentioned at the end that if it isn't a dangerous situation, that if it's a regular case of produce that was left in a regular field, that the owner is not allowed to pick it and hand it out to the people. Rather, it has to be left for them to compete and to whoever gets to the produce first gets to keep it. So we said that even if you have 99 people standing there telling the owner, we'd like you to go pick all the produce and hand it out, but you have one person who's saying, no, I want it to be lavoz. I want it to be whoever gets it. We listen to that one person because he's saying, like the halacha. This Mishnah is a continuation from that last point. It's going to say, bedalit. Mishnah says, bedalit. Ubdekel enochen. When it comes to the case of a trellised grapevine, if you have a grapevine that's all the way on top, connected to a trellis, and if a person climbs up on the trellis, he's going to hurt himself, he could fall. Or ubdekel, or a case of a date palm, enochen. We don't listen to the person who says, no, let us compete for it. We would rather compete as opposed to having the owner come down and hand it out to all of us equally. We don't listen to that person who says to compete because we know that it's a dangerous situation and we don't want the aniim getting hurt. So the Mishnah continues, afilu tish'im v'tish'a omrim lavoz ve'ehad omed lehalek leze shom'in she'amar ka'alacha. Even if 99 of these aniim come and say, no, we don't want you, owner, to go pick the produce from on top and hand it out to us. We want to compete for it. We want to say, whoever gets it. We'd rather that. If we have 99 people saying that, and then you have one, ve'ehad omed lehalek, and one saying, no, I'd rather the owner take it and hand it out to us, lazeh shomin. We listen to that one person, and not the 99. Why? She'amar kahalacha. Because he says the halacha correctly. He knows that the halacha is that it could be dangerous, and therefore, they'd rather the owner hand it out. By the way, also mashma from here, it seems to be from this case, that if 100 people, if all of them, all the aniim told you that they'd rather compete, that in that situation we'd have no choice but to listen. If we don't even have one person who's asking for it to be done the right way, where it's handed out by the owner, in that situation we would be allowed, the owner would be allowed to say, okay, go to the aniim, do whatever you'd like in order to get the produce.